The invitation-only event was moderated by UAF Provost Anupma Prakash.
We prepare a vast workforce. We prepare the teachers of tomorrow, the nurses, the firefighters, the construction workers, and the high-end researchers all through this university.
Around the room were big employers like Doyon Limited and Alyeska Pipeline, three different gold mining companies, representatives from tribes, private schools, and unions, four training and apprenticeship programs, five hospital and health agents, and of course, school and university folks. DeVos said that's who she came to hear from.
It's very heartening to me to see this kind of commitment on the part of a whole range of community leaders. I just really want to listen and learn from you.
The group talked about the benefits of the federal Every Student Succeeds Act, more federal grants for STEM training, and new computer science standards the state just set. They shared examples of business school partnerships that have led to local employment. Nicole Welsh, the human resources officer at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, said they partner with both UA's Community and Technical College and the local school district.
We actually have a really great partnership with CTC through their medical assistant program, as well as CNA program with the school district and CTC. I mean, they are our pipeline.
DeVos had received negative feedback about some of her philosophies on education being a bad fit for Alaska. The secretary said this trip was giving her a taste of the challenges to education in the state.
Again, I give a lot of credit clearly to this community to really address these opportunities and look at them from a local solution standpoint. We know that one size does not fit all.
Stephanie Butler of the State Commission on Post-Secondary Education said she was glad the secretary was able to see some of rural Alaska and learn about Alaska's exceptionalism.
It's wonderful to be able to provide the secretary with information about how different and unique Alaska is. Doesn't always fit, and it's apparent that the secretary is aware of that.
Tribal leaders reminded the secretary that the Every Student Succeeds Act requires tribal consultation. State Education Commissioner Michael Johnson picked up that answer.
We need to modify and adjust to make sure that tribal consultation isn't a box that's checked on an application, but it's actually ongoing and happens all the time.
Edward Alexander, Education Manager for Tanana Chiefs Conference, said that was good news for Native students.
The next step is accountability measures, making sure that tribes are actually listened to, that there's follow-up. Hopefully, it's not just a one-off statement.
DeVos had been in Anchorage, Kivalina, Kotzebue, and Nome before Fairbanks. Most of the events on her schedule were invitation only and not open to the public. A few people, like Pam Groves, were turned away at the door.
I just heard she was going to be talking about how they could enhance education and create jobs, and I thought as an interested citizen it would be nice to hear what they were saying.
Amara Simmons and Kendra Calhoun were part of a handful of protesters who stood outside the room with small signs.
The doors were closed. They wouldn't let me in. There was a previous school teacher who tried to get in who couldn't come in. I thought it would be enlightening to know what they were talking about, since it likely affects all Alaskans.
You know, she's so selective in her choices for education, and I mean, she's a public servant. This is a public university. Maybe there would be an opportunity for some open dialogue.
DeVos returns to Washington, D.C. this weekend. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.